Coffee is one of the world's most popular beverages. It's also the world's preferred system for consuming caffeine, which is a stimulant drug. Scientists have been studying the link between caffeine and health, including mental health. Now, a new study looks at the relationship between coffee drinking and depression. Several recent studies have looked at a possible link between coffee and suicide and found that coffee drinkers were less likely to kill themselves. Depression can contribute to suicide, so a logical question might be, does coffee lower the risk of depression? In this new study, researchers used data from an ongoing project called the Nurses' Health Study. Women in the study periodically answer questionnaires about their health and lifestyle. Some 50,000 nurses who reported their coffee consumption and depression status were included in the study. Michelle Lucas of the Harvard School of Public Health and his colleagues found that women who drank more coffee were less likely to be diagnosed with depression. But he's quick to note that the association is not necessarily a cause and effect relationship.
This study cannot prove that caffeine reduced the risk of depression, but only suggests the possibility of such protective effect.
The lower risk of depression was not observed in drinkers of decaffeinated coffee. Also, nurses in the study who reported drinking tea and other beverages with caffeine didn't show a significant change in their risk of depression, possibly because of the much lower levels of caffeine in those drinks. So is coffee possibly helping to protect against depression? Lucas says the study can't answer that question, but he says caffeine does have biochemical effects that might explain why coffee drinkers, or more accurately, caffeine users, are less likely to be depressed.
We cannot assume causality in this study. It suggests some possibility, but as we know, caffeine is a well-known psychostimulant, which increases also sensations of well-being and energy.
Lucas says caffeine is also associated with regulation of dopamine and serotonin, chemical neurotransmitters linked to mood and depression. Future research may prove whether there is or isn't a cause-and-effect relationship between coffee drinking and a lower risk of depression. But for now, the French-Canadian researcher says,
if you're worrying about your drinking of coffee, I think this study is a little bit reassuring people that like coffee.
Michelle Lucas of the Harvard School of Public Health and his colleagues published their study on the link between coffee consumption and depression in the journal Archives of Internal Medicine. That's today's Health Brief. This is Art Chimes reporting.